Just a reminder, you can watch full episodes on my app or join me at joycemeyer.org. I'll see you soon. Delight yourself in the Lord and He will give you the desires of your heart. While you're waiting, just spend time with God, be delighted in Him, and be joyful in His presence, and He will give you the desires of your heart. You won't have to try to make them happen. God will give them to you if you keep your eyes on Him. And I love this. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He will bring it to pass. When Dave and I got married, my brand new mother-in-law gave me a white Bible that had that scripture written in the front of it. God knew me, and He knew that I was a worker bee, and I was going to do everything I could to try to make everything happen that I wanted to make happen. And I had to learn that apart from Him, I could do nothing, and I had to learn how to commit my way unto Him and let Him bring it to pass. Come on, some of you are working really hard trying to change your circumstances, and all you're doing is wearing yourself out because you're trying to do something that only God can do. And maybe today you need to commit your way unto Him and trust Him to bring it to pass. In a little while, the wicked will be no more. Though you look for them, they will not be found. But the meek, not the weak, but the meek, meekness is power under control. It's not weakness. The meek will inherit the land and enjoy peace and prosperity. Psalm 27, 13 and 14, one of my favorite scriptures. I remain confident of this, David said. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. The Amplified Bible says, what? Exclamation mark. What would have happened to me had I not believed that I would see the Lord's goodness in the land of the living? What kind of life are we going to have if we don't believe for good things? It's going to be a life without joy. It's going to be a sad life. It's going to be a life full of all kinds of negative things, because if you've got a negative mind and a negative mouth and a negative attitude, then your life is going to be negative. Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord. Expect something good to happen to you. I think I said this yesterday, but it deserves being repeated. Let your attitude be, if anything good can happen today, it will, and it will happen to me. You know, the Israelites who died in the wilderness, and by the way, all the people who came out of Egypt except Joshua and Caleb died in the wilderness. The only other people who went into the promised land were born out in the wilderness. So out of all of those, like 1.6 million people or however many it was that they came out of there, all but two died because they had a bad attitude. I mean, that's, wow, we need to think about that. Could you use an attitude adjustment? I mean, there's a lot of times when I could. A lot of times when I have to have a talk with myself, sometimes you need to have a meeting with yourself and just say, okay, let's change this attitude. They never saw beyond their circumstances. All they thought about was the past and their circumstances. They never had a positive vision for the future. And they grumbled and murmured and complained all the time. Let me ask a question. How much complaining have you been doing? Or maybe you've been being very thankful. That's good. That's what God likes to hear. Numbers 14, 2 through 4. All the Israelites grumbled against Moses and Aaron. And the whole assembly said to them, if only we would have died in Egypt or in this wilderness. Man, they were negative. Why is the Lord bringing us to this land only to let us fall by the sword? Our wives and children will be taken as plunder. Wouldn't it be better for us just to go back to Egypt? See, a lot of times, God's trying to take us to a new place. And there's a beginning, and it sounds good when God says, let's go to a new place. But you got to go through the middle to get to the end. And in the middle, there may be a few storms, and that's what you got to make it through. You got to keep your, your mind fixed on what God said to you in the beginning. And they said to each other, we should just choose a leader and go back to Egypt. You know, don't go back where you came from just because it's hard right now. I don't know. Maybe I'm talking to somebody that's been addicted to drugs and you've been in a program to get free, and today is an especially hard day for you. And you've been thinking about going back where you came from. Don't do that. You've made some progress. Get through this hard day. Pray and get through this hard day and get all the way to freedom. You're never going to be free if you can't make it through anything difficult. Verse 20, chapter 20 of Numbers 3 and 4. They quarreled with Moses and said, if only we would have died when our brothers died before the Lord. Why did you bring the Lord's community into this wilderness that we could just die here? And man, talk about negative. But God told Abram, this was before his name was changed in Genesis 13, 14, and 15, says the Lord said to Abram after Lot had parted from him, now look around you from where you are to the east, to the north, the south, the east, and the west, and all the land that you see, I will give it to you. Wow. Whatever you see, he had lost. Lot and Abram's herdsmen were fighting with each other, and Abraham knew it wasn't going to work well, that it was not wisdom for them to be in strife. Because God's blessings don't rest where strife is. So he told Lot, you choose whichever part of the Jordan Valley you want, and I'll take what's left. Well, he didn't have to do that because he was the one that gave Lot what he had to start with. So he was humbling himself and doing everything he could to keep peace. He said, you take whatever part you want, I'll take what's left. Well, Lot took the best part for himself. But God honors those who humble themselves and do what's right. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and in due time, he will exalt you. And so God came to Abram and said, now, look to the north, south, east, and west, and everything you see, I'll give it to you. Wow. What do you see for your future? You know, negative thinking even hinders other people from making a positive response. After the 10 spies gave their negative report, it says all the congregation wept all night and became exceedingly discouraged. And it even says further down that they wanted to stone Moses and Aaron. You know what? Negative people don't like being around positive people. My husband's real positive and up, and, you know, sometimes if I get in a bad mood and I want to complain or be negative about something, he'll come back with something positive, and it just makes me mad. Why, if we're negative, do we want somebody else to be negative with us? Well, it's just the enemy. We don't need to be like that. Let me tell you a little story. You know, even how you ask a question will determine the other person's response. I heard myself say to a clerk not too long ago, you don't have a Kleenex back there, do you? Well, what kind of a way is that to ask a question? She didn't have any, of course, but maybe if I would have said, do you have a Kleenex that you could get me? Maybe she would have went somewhere else and got me one. But I said, you don't have one, do you? Well, listen to this. A soldier had the job of handing out apricots at the end of the chow line. So he decided to test the theory of positive and negative ways of asking questions. So to the first 100 men in the line, he said, you don't want apricots, do you? And 90% said no. To the next 100, he said, would you like some apricots? 50% took them, and 50 didn't. Then he tried a third idea. He said to the next 100, would you like one or two dishes of apricots? 40% took two, and 50% took one. Only 10% took none. Wow. all because he changed the way he asked the question. Let's make a decision today and ask God to help us to be positive, to talk positive. Not, don't ignore your problems, but you can even find a positive way to talk about your problems. Yeah, I've got a big problem, but I've got a big God.
Want to hear more from Joyce on this topic? We've got you covered. Visit us in the Joyce Meyer app or at joycemeyer.org today.